Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me again for Overcoming Your Emotional Eating, the podcast. Today's episode was interesting. I took the podcast on the road, so to speak, and had some reflective thoughts about the waves and the journey that we all have with respect to understanding and relating to and feeling our emotions and what that does for us. As life so happened to have it, I had to end this podcast just a minute early, as you'll hear, because not only did the waves begin crashing harder, but I also got involved in quite a bit of a thunderstorm. However, I thought that the thoughts that I had would be reflective enough that you could relate to them and find some honor and some understanding in the journey that you are having as you continue to become an overcomer. Also, check out www.wendyfrancis.com. Under resources, I've got a new online course called End Your Emotional Eating. For all of you over there that want to continue to overcome and end this pattern that has disenabled you in your life, I wanted to create a course for you, a place that you could go to understand more and more about yourself in this journey to overcome and to end your emotional eating.
Hey everyone, this is Wendy, and welcome to another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today, I've actually taken the podcast on the road, so to speak. It's something I've always wanted to do. There are two places in this country I have felt the presence of another being, let's put it that way, whether it be God, the universe, spirit. One is on the East Coast and one is on the West Coast. And both are on beaches, interestingly enough, where I can witness and view waves and the ocean, the beauty of the horizon, the salt, the sand, and the air. And you should be able to hear those in the background of this podcast. I thought it appropriate to record today because the reality is, I talk so much about emotional resilience, emotional integrity, and emotional stability. And when we look at emotions, and so often I talk about emotions as a wave and riding the wave of your emotions, and I can't help but look at the ocean and feel the presence of my internal realm of emotional construct. And in that, I wanted to record a little bit about how I view our emotions and the ocean and how we're connected and how in connecting into that will enable you to become and be more resilient as you continue to overcome your emotional overeating. You see, when we move too fast, when things begin to flow or go out of flow too quickly, we lose the ability to ride the waves. We lose our surfboard. We lose our boogie board. We lose ourselves. And we get snowed under. By simply being able to pause and taking a reflection of where and how we feel, it can be imperative to help us on our journey in learning to ride the waves of our emotions. You see, the ocean is filled with many things, many creatures, many depths, many sandbars, multiple horizons, magnificent coasts, rocks, jetties, and waves. And it's in those waves that we can see our emotions. You see, when we feel something, we don't stay on the crest of an emotion, just like we don't stay on the crest of a wave for love. Some emotions are large and big, and some are heavy. Some can be felt as a tsunami, something that almost can overtake and overpower and override our system. And others can be looked at as small dribbles. There are times we can look out on the ocean and we can see a crystal clear glass, something that has no movement to it. Just as though some days we have homeostasis, we have a place of breathing, a place of breath, a place of no movement, which can feel good in the storms of our lives. Other days, like today, I'm witnessing the ocean be magnanimous with multiple waves driving in to the shoreline. It's in those days that we have those waves that we can recognize where we are in our emotions. And which emotions are you riding the waves of? Which emotions are coming in that day? Are they all the same over and over again? Is it fear over and over? Is it worry? Could it be joy that's tumbling in too? When we think about emotions, I know so often we think about the negative aspects of what we feel, but the truth is, if we don't look for it, we won't see those waves that we're riding that are in the positive sector as well. The waves that enable us to feel joy or love or gratitude, perseverance, strength, and resilience. It's in those waves that we find our fortitude. It's also in the waves of worry or anxiety or fear that we can find an undertow of strength, a current so strong that it can pull us out if we let it, or we can move aside, let it sweep us just a little bit, and ride it to the shoreline. The truth is, our emotions are magnificent. And if we become in awareness, we can learn to be one with our emotions and not to be afraid. And when we don't try to run, distract, climb under or over, but to stay with our emotions, then and only then can we heal. Because you see, it's in that staying that we find our stability, that we don't need to overeat, that we don't need to overdo, overthink, overdrink, oversleep, overmedicate, overdistract. It's in that staying that we find that strength of yes, it's here, yes, I feel it, and yes, I can ride it to the shoreline. And sometimes we're going to tumble, and sometimes we'll be sucked under, but knowing in the moment that we're just stuck under for a moment, and we hold our breath and we get back up, we can get on the next wave and ride. Understanding your strength and resilience in your body and your mind and soul can help you ride those waves when they come in. Our emotions are nothing to be feared, just like the waves are nothing to be feared. They're to be respected, they're to be watched, they're to be cared for, and they're to enable us to find our strength, stability in our core, in our mind, and in our soul. When I was a young girl, about 3 years old, I loved the ocean. I've always had a love affair with the ocean, both East and West Coast. I was raised on the East Coast. I was raised with multiple ways. And I can remember being very young and being enamored with the waves, so much so that I used to play on the shoreline for hours and hours. Sometimes I'd get out a little bit too far, and I can remember one time being out a little bit too deep, but my grandfather, who was my rock and still is, although he's no longer on the planet, I remember him standing next to me because I wanted to be out farther, and everyone was a little uncomfortable with me being out farther. And so just like a good grandfather would do, he stood next to me, gave me some strength and stability as I was young. And wouldn't you know it, a wave came up and crashed and took me under. And in that, I can remember trying to catch my breath, blowing out and sucking in. And out of nowhere, I can remember him, his strong hand, reaching down and grabbing me by the back of the bathing suit and pulling me up and out of that tumble. What felt to me like it would never end was probably not a blip in the radar to him, as he was so much stronger and farther down the path in life that he could reach down and grab me quickly from my tumble. And I remember as we came up to the shoreline and dried off, and he had no fear and didn't instill any fear in me, and for that I'm forever grateful. But what he said to me was, "Wendy, listen, the ocean's beautiful and it's amazing, but you have to respect the waves. Always keep an eye out for them and just have a good respect for them." In that, I've taught my kids that same lesson and just looking at a safety perspective of the ocean. But when we look at it in this construct, we can know how much we need to be able to respect those waves.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.